800 AM and 94.9 FM KINY Juneau.
From the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Local first. Now, News of the North.
From the capital city, I'm Jazz Garrett. Former President Donald Trump won the Alaska Republican presidential preference poll on Tuesday, according to unofficial party results. Wes Spicer has more.
In results posted by the state party, Trump received 9,243 votes. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley received 1,266, and investor Vivek Ramaswamy received 45. The Alaska results were part of a big night for the former president in gaining the delegates he needs to be the party's official nominee, winning in more than a dozen contests across the country. He lost to Haley in only one state, Vermont. The voting in Alaska was effectively between Trump and Haley, although Ramaswamy's name was on the ballot because he ended his campaign after the deadline to have it removed had passed. Alaska will provide 29 delegates to the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee in July, with candidates who receive at least 13% of the vote receiving a proportional share of the delegates, according to the state party rules. It appears like Haley will fall short of clearing the bar to receive Alaska delegates. Unlike in the August primary, which will select candidates for state offices and the U.S. House of Representatives, presidential primaries in Alaska are operated by the political parties, not by the state government. There were 15 polling locations on the road system, as well as locations in Juneau and Ketchikan. A previously announced location in Kodiak did not open. In Juneau, Republican voters began casting ballots as early as possible Tuesday afternoon. Alaska's two major political parties did not share a presidential primary date this year. The Democratic primary is scheduled for April 13th.
And as of this morning, Haley announced she's exiting the Republican presidential race, clearing the path for former President Donald Trump.